The Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tes Amid Beis, this is in the context of the Ein Beins, says as follows. Ein Bein Koyim Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha L'Meruba Begadim Elapar Habal Kol HaMitzvahs. So when you sit down Soiv's Man, Shloishim Yoyim Koyim Purim, to learn Masechtas Megillah, right? So why are you picking Megillah Soiv's Man? Because Soiv's Man, right? And you want to learn Masechtas Megillah, and you start Megillah in the grass, and you know all the Agadot Gemaras with Haman, Mordechai, Esther, Vashti, they're all going to be coming, and then you get stuck in these Ein Beins here, right? It starts already, Dav Zayin, Dav Ches, this is one of those Ein Beins that you try to avoid when you learn Masechtas Megillah, right? You know, if you can make it past the Ein Beins, you're pretty good to go. You have a straight shot, Tal Hadron Aloch, Masechtas Megillah. But these are some of the hard Gemaras. A few hard mishnayos and hard sugyas that are tucked away, and this is the one of them is a hairiest mishnah. So the mishnah says as follows: Ein bein koyim mishuach b'shem and hamishcha. There's no nafkamini between the koyim gadol that was anointed with the shem and hamishcha, the meruba begadim, to the koyim gadol that never had the shem and hamishcha anointed on him, but he wears the shmaya begudim, but not b'shem and hamishcha. El a par haba al kol mitzvahs. The only difference is the par haba al kol mitzvahs. So if tukay anim gadol. One Kohen Gadol got the Shemen HaMishcha. The other Kohen Gadol never got the Shemen HaMishcha. Ein bein. There's no chiluk between these two Kohen Gadolim, with the exception of the par haba al kol hamitzvahs. Rashi and Tosfos here in Megillah Daf Tes Amid Beis both say, what does it mean par haba al kol hamitzvahs? It means the par koyim Mashiach. That's what it means. We know there's a special parasha called par koyim Mashiach, and that parasha is mentioned right in the beginning of Vayikra Perek Daled. In fact, it's the first chatas that's mentioned amongst the four types of chatos in Vayikra Perek Daled, and it's discussed in great detail here in the second parak of Maseches Ha'iriyos. The only time you would bring the par koyim Mashiach is if you're taka a koyim that's Mashuach, hence the word Mashiach, right? You're Mashuach b'shem and hamishcha. But if someone's a koyim gadol and could have, would have, should have had shem and hamishcha, but he never did, he's a meruba begadim bilvad, that koyim gadol would not be subject to the laws of the par koyim Mashiach. If you take a look at the Tosfos that we just mentioned, and it's a top Tosfos in Megillah Daf Tes Amid Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tzion. He says, Ayin Yuma Daf Nun Zayin Amid Aleph Tosfos Dibra Maschel Ani Re'isiyah. So what was this Tosfos that Rabbi Kiva Eger wanted us to take a look at? So the Gemara over there has a discussion. We know that there were certain hazois that were done on the Paroiches, right? And Yom Kippur, the Azois that were done on the Paroiches, the Azois that were done in the Kodesh HaKadosh and Ben Abadim. And the Gemara has a discussion, the Azois that were done on the Paroiches, were they literally done on the Paroiches? Or maybe they were done Mul and Kagan, right, facing the Paroiches. But they weren't physically supposed to go on the Paroiches. And the Gemara says something fascinating. Amar Rabbi Lozer b'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Lozer b'Rabbi Yossi said, Ani re'isiyah b'roimi. He said, I was in Rome. I was in the Vatican. He said, I got access. I saw the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash. And I saw the Paroiches when I was there. And there were many droplets of blood. From the Parham Dover Shal Tzibur. And from the Seiri Avay Dezara. But the bottom line is, he said, I saw with my own eyes the blood on the Paroiches that came from the Parham Dover Shal Tzibur. And it came from the Seiri Avay Dezara. And if it was on the Paroiches, you see from there that all those Hazoy that were done on the Paroiches, some of which are the Parham Davar Shal Tzibur, the Ziyavi Dezari, they were done literally on the Paroiches. Why? Because they had all these blood stains, and it was very obvious that the Gemara says maybe it was pung blood there, and the Gemara gives an explanation how we knew that this is what it was. Fake Taisus Akasha. Hik Shariva. This is Reb Kivegas Taisus. Hik Shariva. Vababayis Rishon Lehava Paroiches. He said, in the first place Amikdash Fake Teriva, there was no Paroiches. Right? We know. In the first Beis HaMikdash, what separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There was this huge wall. In the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have the wall. And in lieu of the wall, there was a Paroiches. But the Paroiches that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi is talking about couldn't have been the Babayis Rishon, because Babayis Rishon, we know there was a wall. We know there was no Paralam Davishal Tzibur Babayis Sheni. How do you know that? It's a Mishnah. We're in the first parak of Megillah. Ein bein koyim Mashiach l'meruba begadim ela para baal kol ha-mitzvois. that the only time you were able to bring the Parham Davish al Tzibur was if you had a Koyim Mashiach. But if you didn't have a Koyim Mashiach, you weren't able to. So Freik Riva Kasha, that, what did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi see? He saw the Peroiches that had on it the blood of the Parham Davish al Tzibur. If he saw the Peroiches with blood, that by definition he sees Bayis Sheni. And if he sees Bayis Sheni, then L'chayra, where is there a Parham Davish al Tzibur? For the Parham Davish al Tzibur, you need to have a Koyim that's Meshuach B'Shem and Amish. How do you know that that's the Mishnah Megillah Daf Tes on the base? And everyone knows there was no Shemen HaMishcha. But by Yesheni, Yeshio HaMelech, when he hid the Aron, he hid the Shemen HaMishcha together with it, and there was no Shemen HaMishcha. So Freit Riva, Bamba Kasha, says, Toisves v'tiritz de bebayis rishon hafa. You have to say that what Rabbi Elazar Yossi saw was the paroiches from bayis rishon ube paroiches de bavi ayri, and it was referring to the paroiches that was by the door. There was a door there, and it was by the door. But enichinami, it's not the paroiches of bayis sheni. It's not the paroiches of the mishkan, obviously. But rather, what it's referring to is a paroiches that was on the wall. But this is what the Rivo was struggling with. He didn't understand. Rabbi Elazar Yossi said he saw blood from the paralim davish al tzibur on the paroiches. The Pareiches is Bayis Sheni, and there's no Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur B'Bayis Sheni. Why is there no Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur B'Bayis Sheni? That's the Mishnah in Megillah. Ein ben koyim ashoch b'shem en ha-mishchilim ruba begadim, ela paraba al kol ha-mitzvois. And you see clearly that there's only a Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur if you have a koyim that's Meshuach b'shem en ha-mishcha. There's no shem en ha-mishcha b'Bayis Sheni, so there should be no Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur. This is what Tosfos is struggling with over here. So Riva says you have to say it's Taka Bayis Rishon, because b'Bayis Sheni you don't have the koyim that's Meshuach b'shem en ha-mishcha. Aye, there's no Pareiches, it's the Pareiches by the door. It's Pareiches that's on top of the bottom. Zokteri, going right in Tosfos. I don't know what the Riva is talking about. The Riva had a Tosfos that says they didn't bring the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur b'Bayis Sheni. Rivas a toisus that there's no paralim davish al tzibur unless you have a kohen gadol that's meshuach b'shem en ha-mishcha. And where is this mishnah? Megillah daf tes. We just learned the mishnah tzazamin. Ein bein koyim meshuach b'shem en ha-mishcha l'mruv begadim elo parabal kol ha-mitzvahs. Says the Riva, what does it mean parabal kol ha-mitzvahs? It doesn't mean the par elam davish al tzibur. It means the par koyim mashiach. He says, why would you need that the par elam davish al tzibur should have to be brought davka by a koyim gadol, and not only a koyim gadol, where if he's meshuach b'shem en ha-mishcha. So he says, the reverse kasha fank nishan. The Mishnah never said that to bring the par elam davish al tzibur, you would have to have a koyin that's Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. The Mishnah said to bring the par koyin Mashiach, you have to have a koyin that's Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha, which makes a lot of sense because it's the par koyin Mashiach, right? We refer to the koyin gadol as Mashiach. Why calling him Mashiach? Right? Since when you call the koyin Mashiach? He's Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. That's why in this context, right? Not to be taken out of context, but in this context, that's what he's referred to and that's how he's described. But the point is, Zok Derit, the Mishnah never said that the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur requires. The Mishnah never said that the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur requires that it should be brought by the Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach B'Shem en ha-mishcha. So the Oilom Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi saw was Bayis Sheni. Aye, there was no Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach B'Shem en ha-mishcha. He's talking about the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur. Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur doesn't require Kohen Gadol that's Meshuach B'Shem en ha-mishcha. Now, what was the Riva's Havamina? What the Riva was Toye B'Dvar Mishnah, like, what was his havamina? His havamina was, because if you look in the parish of the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur, the pasuk says, "Behevi akoyin hamashiach midam apar eloyel moed." It says mefurish that the koyin hamashiach should be the one that brings the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur. That's where the Riva was coming from. That's why he thought that maybe that's what it means. And by the way, even the Mishnah makes a little more geschmack according to the Riva. Ein ben koyin mashuach b'shem en ha-mishcha l'mruva begadim ela par haba. I'll call hamitzvois. Sounds a little bit like the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur. I don't know, maybe not. But the bottom line is, that's where the revolt was coming from. What's Tosfos Kasha? Tosfos Kasha is, but you don't find anywhere at the end of the day that you needed a Kohen Gadol to bring the Parahelm Davish Al Tzibur. And you certainly don't find anywhere that he had to be a Meshuach B'Shem en ha-mishcha. Says Tosfos that I don't think the Riva learned our Mishnah properly. Either way, this is what Reb Kivega wanted us to see. And this is a very important sushta. Right? You can't learn Megillah Daf Tes on the base without knowing this Tosfos. This is a critical Tosfos. Pas Shibshad, how do you learn this Mishnah? Ein ben koyim meshuach b'shem en ha-mishcha l'mruv begadim, ela parabal kol ha-mitzvahs, Rashi, Tosfos, Megillah Daf Tes on the base, and the Ri in Yuma Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph learn that what does it mean, parabal kol ha-mitzvahs? It's talking about the par koyim Mashiach. Whereas the Riva in Tosfos, Yuma Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph learns, what's it talking about? It's talking about the par helam davar shaltzir.